World History presents Knights Templar, Lost Secrets Revealed. Narrated by David Bateson. Chapter 1. Downfall of the Knights Templars. For two centuries, the Knights Templar were one of the Middle Ages' strongest powers, until an indebted king and a weak pope annihilated them. Today, historians are re-evaluating the brothers who amassed immense wealth, admitted to devil worship, and perhaps continue to exist. It was late afternoon on the 18th of March 1314, when two men rode out on the River Seine towards Ile des Juifs. The sun was setting over Paris when the men landed, but they could still see the bonfire they were supposed to light. It was small, deliberately so, with only a few pieces of firewood. Men had to burn slowly, so that they had time to confess their sins. As the fire licked up their legs, they would have a chance to admit their heresy before they met God. One of the men who would burn was Jacques de Molay, Grand Master of the Knights Templar. On paper, his title made him one of God's most important servants on earth, and the head of arguably the most powerful army in Europe. But nothing was as it had been. De Molay had spent the previous 7 years in the dungeons of France's king, Philippe IV. Under horrific torture, the Grand Master had confessed to the most heinous practices that a Christian could imagine. He claimed that the order worshipped false gods and performed devilish rituals in which his knights urinated on Jesus' cross and participated in gay orgies. Now Jacques de Molay would be burned at the stake for his words. Historical records state that de Molay and another brother from the order, Geoffrey de Chanet, were roasted for hours before death finally came, and the era of the Knights Templar officially came to an end. In the beginning, the Knights had been known for their extraordinary valour in the defence of Christendom, but by the start of the 14th century, the Order's merits had been forgotten. Instead, everyone was talking about how the Order worshipped the devil. But as de Molay died on the slow-burning bonfire, so too did his knowledge of the Templars' secrets and relics. Ever since, people have sought to recover the truth about the Order's hidden treasures, its destruction, and the conspiracy cooked up by the French king and the Pope that helped to bring it about. Nine knights started it all. The story of the Knights Templar began with nine veterans of the Crusades who, awakened by God's fire, swore monastic oaths and pledged to protect the thousands of Christian pilgrims travelling the roads towards Jerusalem. Preserved documents reveal that the leader of this group, a French nobleman called Hugues de Payens, asked for an audience with King Baldwin II of Jerusalem in 1119. At the meeting, de Payens requested the monarch's permission to establish an order of nine godly men who could protect religious devotees during their pilgrimage to the Holy Land. At this time, the journey through the Middle East was notoriously dangerous, with robbers and assailants only too happy to prey on travellers from the West. Hugues de Payens was willing to break with all monastic principles to secure their route. His warrior monks would use swords, unheard of at a time when religious orders knelt in prayer and left any fighting to knights. The king was clearly impressed by de Payens's passion and immediately told the nine men nominated by the Frenchman to establish a headquarters in a wing of his palace at Temple Mount in Jerusalem, one of the world's holiest sites for Jews, Muslims, and Christians. It was here that the legendary King Solomon was said to have built a temple to house the Ark of the Covenant, a casket that contained the original Ten Commandments. In time, the brothers' base at Temple Mount would give Hugues de Payens's new order its name, the Poor Fellows'
Sample complete. Ready to continue?